fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 5th day of May, year of our Lord, 2022, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to get rain gear suitable for doing outdoor work. Almost none of you have suitable rain gear. I'll tell you where you're not going to find it. You're not going to find it at the local sporting goods store or the local big box store, unlikely. You'll probably have to go to where the ranchers and construction workers shop to get rain gear suitable for doing construction work, mechanical work, farm work, outdoors. Very important. In the times ahead, you may find you have no choice but to do manual labor of different kinds while it's raining. Okay, we have patient waiting in green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. They make the excellent full line of high-quality water filters, including one we like to talk about the most, the ReadyPure, which is a stainless steel countertop gravity feed water filter. We'll be talking about how to get your hands on not only clean water but healthy water, and of course the events of the day. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you? Am I signal okay here?
Roger that. You're coming in 5x5. Well, sir, the bizarre events of our world continue to move forward, don't they, sir?
They do. They do, and nothing illustrates that better than, you know, what I call the MSM narrative flow, which we've seen move, you know, directly from, you know, the Biden-Harris, you know, versus Trump, you know, fiasco into the COVID, and then from there, you know, into Ukraine, and now into this latest abortion, you know, debate, which is very interesting. You know, Kathy's philosophy is they're bringing this up now because they want to incite the, you know, the blue vote, you know, for 2022. And nothing will do that better than, you know, talking about, you know, federally mandated abortion rights. And it's a very, very interesting scenario to watch this happen and how most people just fall for it. I mean, they shift from one you know, narrative into the next, whatever happens to be carried, you know, chiefly on the news, you know, that week. And all of this goes back to what we're saying already, which is, you know, got to be prepped because, boy, I tell you, it feels like there's so many different, you know, fighting issues out there right now that they could flip the switch at any time. And, you know, we see in the news that it appears that Russia continues to progress, you know, toward some kind of a big event. And now we see the Chinese, you know, discussing, you know, what they can do and how, you know, how they'll perform, you know, in such a situation. And it's just very, very scary right now. And the best thing that any of us can do is to make sure that we're, you know, as independent as possible. I know that's not easy for everybody, but we've seen sales of water filtration, you know, both for point of use and home, you know, really go up in the last month. And, you know, we continue to have strong sales for ReadyPure, our emergency water filter, which you mentioned. And now the simple pump system, which is a way for people to get water under pressure out of their well without electricity, is now running 17 weeks. That's what they're estimating now on delivery. So if you're interested in that system, you better act quickly because that could turn into, you know, 24 weeks, which is 6 months. So it's a good idea to think about that. And, you know, we're here
to
help
you. It is a good idea.
Yeah, definitely.
It is a good idea. Otherwise, I've seen different ways to get water out of wells.
Sure.
And they're not terribly fun or efficient or easy. So this is the best way to do it. Once the grid's down, the best way to do it is to get one of these. And hopefully people will go ahead and get it. So let's see. Let's look at some headlines here. We got Steve Quayle's website. Like Steve has some people doing excellent work for him to find what's important. Russia again warns any NATO vehicle entering Ukraine with weapons will be destroyed. Russia launched a number of cruise missiles apparently targeting railway electrical infrastructure in various regions of Ukraine. Next headline. Did China just signal it's going to war? China held an emergency meeting to examine how it could protect itself from potential future sanctions, the Financial Times reported on Monday. And then another headline repeating the top one, Russia again warns NATO, vehicles carrying weapons into Ukraine will be targeted for destruction. I wouldn't want to be driving one of those trucks, would you?
No. Reminds me of that movie, you know, about the Russian renegade, you know, setting off the, you know, the bomb, and then it gets transferred to Islamic terrorists, you know, who want to set it off in New York City. I can't remember the name of that movie, but it was extremely well done. And it's just a scary time. You know, I mean, this movie was 25 years old, and they could, you know, pinpoint a truck, you know, moving through the mountains, the Ural Mountains, and, you know, we're going to destroy it, you know, with a missile. And you can imagine where that technology has gone just in the last 25 years. It would be a relatively easy thing for them to destroy any vehicle that they determine is carrying any kind of weapons. And of course, we're going to see that increase because I understand that there's some kind of a thing now being discussed or is actually voted on either in Congress or by the bureaucrats just, you know, mandating it, that now the Ukrainians can order weapons from U.S. arms manufacturers, the big ones, and the bill just gets paid by the U.S. federal government. I thought that was pretty interesting. What a crazy, twisted way to go, you know, for foreign, any kind of, I mean, I just can't even believe it, you know, that they would have the ability to order directly from U.S. manufacturers and the bill, you know, just goes to us, you know, the American taxpayer. Absolutely insane.
It is. It is absolutely insane. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, these worldly matters, we do have some listeners in the, well, I know there's listeners in the Pentagon to my show. I know that for a fact. And others in places of government that maybe will have some impact on events. But most of our listeners can't change anything of a geopolitical nature. What we can do is take care of ourselves and our families, right, Kirk?
Well, you're right on about the foul weather gear. I mean, I've always found that Helly Hansen has some of the best stuff that's out there. I've got, I don't know, three or four different, you know, complete rain suits that are really designed for, you know, sailors that are in foul weather. And it definitely does a good job, you know, of keeping you dry, you know, pants with, you know, built-in suspenders, and then jackets, you know, obviously with hoods and you know, good closures, you know, on the wrists. And very important, boy, I tell you, you're out in the weather. Nothing will destroy your evening better than being trapped in a rainstorm without protection.
Yeah, well, I've been there, done that. There was a few times when I'd be during the monsoons in Vietnam where I'd get caught in the open, and I had no choice. I had no cover. You just grin and bear it. That's, you know, that's what you do. But if you got a choice between working while soaking wet or staying relatively dry, except for your hands and face, I'll take relatively dry except for my hands and face, wouldn't you?
We were taking the family out to the beach, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, and I had the hot idea. You know, we went out there for a couple of weeks, and I had the hot idea that I'd ride my motorcycle out there. And the one that I took was it was a fairing, you know, a Harley fairing street glide bike. And I had, you know, clothing on, you know, protective clothing, as I always do. Some kind of crazy rainstorm in August, you know, happened as I got near the coast. And I mean, by the time I got to the beach, my boots had 2 inches of water in them, you know, and, this was with, you know, jeans, you know, over that. I mean, that's how much rain, you know, got me. It was just unbelievable. And nothing will get you sicker faster, you know, than staying wet, you know, when you don't want to be, even in the warm weather. So, you know, the foul weather gear, very, very important, you know, and other protective clothing for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I several years ago, I had not ridden anything but a light rain. So there was a opportunity to ride in a hard rain. So I decided to do that for about a 12 mile run, just to see what it was like. I found out what it was like. And I know I can do it on one hand. I know on the other, I'm going to avoid it if I can.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yes.
And this run, you know, as you get to the beach, the last 50 or 60 miles is just desolate. You know, I mean, there's nothing, there's no place to stop. There's no cover. I mean, you're trapped there. And, you know, I had already broken away, you know, from the family because they were in different vehicles. And by the time I got there, I mean, I was wetter than I've ever been in my life, including all my time, you know, in the Army. And I didn't have the extreme situation you did, but I was on a number of, you know, long bivouacs and definitely was exposed to the weather and definitely got wet, you know, guard duty and what have you. But nothing like that. And I'm with you. I mean, the rain, even when you have a full fairing, I mean, the rain is just horrendous.
That's right. That's right. Well, water is not optional, ladies and gentlemen. We take water for granted. Most Americans most of the time have access to relatively clean, I emphasize the word relatively clean, relatively healthy water by just turning a faucet. And we take it for granted because it's just always there. If it's not there, things go south pretty quick, don't they, Kirk?
They do. I think that the majority of the sicknesses that people experience in an emergency situation are what they call waterborne illnesses, and they happen because, you know, we suddenly get exposed to water that's either not clean, not purified, not medicated the way that that we're used to having, you know, especially in the cities. And very quickly that can be ugly. And the digestive system is a terrible, terrible way to go. I mean, when you get the diarrhea and you get the onset, other things, even all the way up to cholera, it's just a terrible, terrible thing. And all of this comes from unclean drinking water and from waste, you know, mixing with the drink. You mentioned, I think it was last week or the week before, that many of these big cities, what they do is they regenerate the wastewater, you know, to create the drinking water. And my goodness, if there's no electricity and they're not able to operate those systems, I mean, very quickly, you know, the waste infiltrates. And you don't want to be in that situation, folks. And you know, no matter what other kind of system you have, you need to have a ready pure because it'll operate without electricity. It'll allow you to filter and purify groundwater, swimming pool water, lake water, puddles in the street, whatever you have to do. It'll you know, not super convenient, but at least you know you're going to have clean, you know, healthy drinking water. Very important.
It is. We got a call on hold here, Kirk. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Kurt. Good morning, John. A couple of things here I wanted to just touch on. You started off the program talking about that this thing going on with the Supreme Court, I guess it is, and that abortion thing.
Right.
I heard an interesting take on that, and I heard it was to take the reason why they're coming out with all this now is to draw attention away from the fact that so many women are having aborted children now, the ones who have taken the vaccines, and they're not going to.
You mean
they're not going to be having children?
Charlie, you mean they're having spontaneous abortions? Is that what you mean?
Yes, and that this is kind of like a thing of, well, it doesn't really matter anymore because so many people in the United States, these women are going to be having these abortions that it's going to bring a lot of attention, and so they're trying to take away the attention from that and maybe even say, okay, if we do legalize abortion if we do look at this, then it'll take away from the fact that so many women are losing their children. On the thing about the Ukraine, I think there's a lot of interesting stuff there, too. I wanted to just comment on. One is that yesterday Russia blew up a second one of those storage units where they have a whole bunch of these weapons and stuff that we're shipping over there. And Biden is saying now he wants another $30-something billion of more aid to send to the Ukraine. This thing is turning into a money magnet over there for the...
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
More like a money siphon. Yeah.
And we're going to be stuck paying for this stuff no telling how long. I mean, you know, remember what happened... Vietnam and Afghanistan and all these that just dragged on forever. A lot of people are also thinking that the reason why Biden pulled out of Afghanistan so fast and sloppily, which is one of the most sloppiest things I've ever seen in my life, was because he wanted to direct forces and stuff to the Ukraine because they knew this was coming. The Bidens did. They're probably behind a lot of this stuff. I'm pretty sure they are. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to comment on. Thanks, Kirk. I always appreciate you on here, and I like. I'll probably be getting one of those Ready Pure units here one of these days, not too far in the future. Just thought I'd let you know. All right. Thank
you. Sounds good, Charlie. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Very interesting. You know, I think that. The whole abortion thing is many, many facets to it. I mean, really what the debate obviously is about is whether the federal government has the right to mandate it, you know, throughout all the states, which, of course, they never did because this is something that should be covered, you know, clearly under states' rights.
Right, right.
And I don't know that this, you know, if they said Roe versus Wade is no longer valid, I don't know that it would actually change the picture a whole lot because – you know, many of these states, you know, are run by, you know, blue folks. And there's plenty of red folks, too, I'm sure, that believe in the, you know, the woman's right to have an abortion. I mean, I'm not one of them. I, you know, it's a very, very difficult subject.
Well,
the problem is it's been abused and it's going to be more. It's like euthanasia. You know, should a 95-year-old that's been suffering for 2 years with cancer, you know, have a right to end their own life? I don't know, but I can tell you that once that camel gets his nose under the tent, that whole thing is coming through. The problem is, where do you stop it? How do you control it? And it certainly is not something that should be federally mandated. I mean, in my opinion.
Right. Well, the blue states will still continue to have abortions will be illegal.
Sure.
We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, a whole line of water filters with a very nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment, each water filter. And, Kirk, what's that phone number? We got a lot of listeners who don't have internet access.
Yeah, thanks, John. It's area code 336-525-1015.
Okay. We got a couple of callers here. We got a caller. It's John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Morning, John. Good morning, Kirk.
Question morning, sir.
And a couple ops. Good morning again. Question and a couple observations. And the grinding question to me is, what business is it of the United States to not only support war between the Ukraine and Russia, but actually be financing Ukraine either through weapons or money or even any type of military support? And I ask that facetiously because it really is
We have no dog in the fight. They're both evil countries, and we're supporting the lesser of two evils. Therefore, we are supporting an evil regime. That makes us complicit. No ifs, ands, or buts. The observation. Do you remember the television series Taxi, gentlemen? Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
I never saw it, but go ahead.
Do you remember, Kurt, do you remember Crazy Jim? It had one of the episodes, he had TVs in his apartment. He had like 20 TVs on the wall, all on different channels, watching the TV. Do you remember that?
No. Not that particular episode, Crazy, but tell the story.
Crazy Jim, John, was a crazy man, cab driver, but he was the smartest of all of them. The guy said things that were profound. He did things that were that were off the hook, but you understood. See, through the storyline, Jim was a genius, and he had on 20 televisions watching 20 different news stations. That's kind of what I feel like. I feel like I'm watching this big farce of world history news, real time. It's live. It's Fox. Fair and balanced, you decide. CNN, right. Garbage. You know, hey, pick your program. Pick your show. If you don't like that show, we have a television guide. We will guide you. We will give you what your mind will possess, what your mind can process, and we will teach you all through the programming. We'll even send you to the university.
Yep.
You know, where we make, out of many, we make one, and they're all alike, and none of them know how to think for themselves. No original thought, no didactic thought process. It's all dialectical, emotional, claptrap garbage. So here's the deal. John, you know that I don't dislike Jeff Nyquist. But you start every program that you have with him exposing the communist Russian conspiracy. But yet when I mention conspiracy, it's, oh, you believe in conspiracy theories. John, if it wasn't for you, I would probably still be much in the dark, because you did suggest a book, and I read the book, and it was a world changer. Jeff basically discounted everything that I had to say and everything that you know to be true. But yeah, you had no comment. That was disappointing, John. Because Jeff is making his living exposing a Russian-Chinese conspiracy. But yet, exposing the conspiracy of a New World Order is a theory. You're a law guy. You've done crime scene investigations and murder investigations. It's conspiracy to commit murder until the facts prove that you've done it. Then it's a conspiracy and you're guilty. And when you look at the information and the facts that have been provided for worldwide, multi-country global conspiracy to destroy the world and bring us into a totalitarian, dictatorial, one world, one religion government. And the evidence provides that that is the case. Nobody should stand by and let it be considered theory when they know it's to be true. I don't mean that to call you down, but it was very disappointing. I'd like to give you a chance to comment.
Well, I comment on things I choose to, and I don't comment on things I choose not to. There is time and place for everything, John. And we do thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it.
All
Our
right.
next caller
thank you.
Is Ryan in Ohio. Good morning, Ryan.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, John, I'll say something to say I'm become more and more disappointed with Republic Broadcast. I've been listening for about 9 years now, but I'm seeing like a bleed going on, which really disappoints me. But at that, are we going to a, are you there?
Hold on, we got a break, Brian. Hold on.
All right, thank you. Then I'm going to get to my point.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Revised a couple of weeks ago to make things quicker and easier to find. My friend Steve O'Neill, nuclear scientist, the only place his articles are published privately other than his private email list is at my website. I was just reviewing one of his articles this morning. It'll be published before the day's over. Another place where you can only find articles published, it's open source intelligence. We call it the open source intelligence, the daily latest intelligence briefing, put together every 24 hours by a friend of mine who was with military intelligence. That's, once again, only found at my website. I'm so happy that MyPillow, that Mike Lindell's people reached out to me to represent MyPillow, up to a 66% discount on not only my pillows, but the sheets, the towels, the sleepwear, the moccasins I got a pair on right now, up to 66% off with the coupon code, promotion code JR Liberty. We'll be talking to Tom Berryhill at the bottom of the third hour, get updates on the energy cleaner. And last but not least, if you want to save money, if you're spending a lot of money to stay warm in the wintertime and you really want to save money, well, check out the rocket heater. I'm the executive vice president of the company, manufactured right in my county, Crawford County, Missouri. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, and we got some comments by, from Ryan in Ohio. Let's hear your comments or questions, sir. Go ahead, Ryan.
Am I back on?
You're on.
All right. Yes, okay. You know, there's this gentleman who grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, went to a Catholic school. He's got an Irish name, but he speaks Russian. He's moved to the Donbass area in 2014. So he's seen the fighting going on. He's seen 14,000 Russian-speaking Ukrainians murdered by the Ukrainian government. His name is Patrick Lancaster. You'll say, but some of your your people that come on here, I forget what you call them, guests will say, oh, he's a Russian asset. But if you go to Odyssey.com, which is like YouTube where they don't hide stuff, and push in Patrick Lancaster, you will see him right there in the middle, and at middle, see what's going on and what the Ukrainian government is bombing in Donbass for the last 8 years and still today. And just one thing I'll tell you, he was on May 1st when he got back there because he had that his Catholic Easter he does for Russia. He speaks Russian fluently. I mean, it's kind of broken Russian with that Midwestern accent, but he speaks to the people. He was on a street that would be like a side street. Like, you have, like, say you live on 12th Street and the back is 12th Avenue or 12th Place, where is where you would go to your drive to your garage in the back. He's walking down there on May 1st, civilian neighborhood in a suburb of Donbass, and then all of a sudden it was under attack. At least during the 12-minute skit, at least 5 shells went off, and one hit a house or the driveway. He walks up there. There was a shell, killed a dog, and then the guy that's a civilian there, a Russian-speaking Ukrainian in the Donbass area, a suburb, they go to his house. They go into the basement, which is a bomb shelter, and the whole family's down there, all Russian-speaking Ukrainians under attack by the Ukrainian government. And I'm telling you, people, you could go to YouTube, but for some reason, I keep getting unsubscribed. It's hard, unless you know, can remember the guy's name. So for some reason, YouTube will unsubscribe you, so then it's, you don't get to see it as easy. But Odyssey.com, Patrick Lancaster. He was in the military, so this guy has seen what's going on, and he knows who the bad guy is and who the good guys are, if you want to put it like that. And I'm telling you, the Russian speaking Ukrainians in Donbass area who want to break away because their own president, who was overthrown in 2014 with the help of certain people, they didn't want nothing to do with being a Ukrainian citizen anymore. So I'm just asking your listeners, because a lot of them probably would like to go there so they can start calling you and say, hey, I saw this, I saw that. But of course, some of your guests will say, oh, he's a Russian asset. Patrick Lancaster. That's what you put in if you go to Odyssey or YouTube. And that's all I have to say, and I appreciate it, John.
Okay.
But I hate to bye.
Okay. For all you callers, and I should have mentioned to Ryan, don't use the speakerphone. It really messes up your audio. What I've been saying for the past 2 months since this war started, there's no good guys. And there's going to be lots of innocent casualties, as there is in every modern war. Now, back in the 19th century, much of when the Civil War, the American Civil War, the combatants attempted to not involve civilians. I think the most egregious violation of that was on the part of the Northern Army, the Army of Northern Aggression, shall we say, and when they marched to Atlanta, destroying a lot of civilian infrastructure and harming men, women, and children. But for the most part, that was not the case during many of the wars in the 19th century. The 20th century has been a whole different deal, though, with the main casualties being civilians in every war for the last 100-plus years. That's the case here. Our third-hour guest, Chris, with Satellite Phone Store, His cousin has been in Ukraine, is expected to go back doing volunteer humanitarian medical work. We hope to be getting some reports from him in the near future. Now, Kirk, there's a lot of stories about what's coming out of Ukraine, and it's hard to know what to believe, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, the greatest skill that any of us can have, you know, today, I think probably is spiritual discernment. And, you know, that comes, you know, from the Holy Spirit. And unfortunately, you know, in my opinion anyway, and I'm sure many of the listeners, you know, anything that we could learn in the education system or through the mainstream media or even through the alternative media has got to take a back seat to that spiritual discernment. And the spiritual discernment that I tap into tells me that the thing to a great degree is a hoax, and that everything to a great degree is a hoax, and it's designed to move us, all of us, you know, toward a conclusion, which is talked about, you know, obviously in the Bible and, you know, takes shape in many different forms. And this whole thing in Ukraine is one spoke, you know, of that wheel. I think, you know, as far as the Biden administration is concerned, and probably many of the other politicians, it's just a money laundering operation. And they're behind it, you know, for that reason. I mean, they could care less about, you know, the health of the Ukrainian citizens or whether Russia's invading or not. I mean, it's all about, you know, moving money and industry through that country and being able to siphon off, you know, pieces of it. And then the powers that be, which are behind the politicians, which we don't see and we don't hear from, you know, they have other goals in mind, as much death and destruction as possible. So, you know, the two of those groups become very friendly because they're moving in the same direction. And then you've got the people, you know, the what I call the fans in the stands, who are, you know, taking one side or the other on this issue. And at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's going to come down to, you know, as all things do, you know, kinetic force. And, you know, what shape that's going to take, I don't know. I mean, you know, you asked me what my opinion is of what's going on over there. I think that, you know, you just have to look at the history, the foreign, you know, intertwinings, you know, between Russia and that area, you know, that we today call Ukraine, and what's happened there. And clearly there were many people, you know, on the eastern part of Ukraine who considered themselves, you know, Russian. And then you've got the other people, you know, many of whom may come from different areas. And then you've got the whole, you know, the whole Kazakhstan area, I think, is right there, too. So there's a lot of stories and a lot of background, you know, for what's happening. And I'm not a big fan of war, you know, for any reason. I think that people that find themselves invaded have certainly got a right to defend themselves. And, you know, so I don't know. You know, it's a very difficult thing to pinpoint. But, you know, the goal is to get us talking about it and to get us to have opposing forces and to create this dichotomy. And they're doing that very successfully. I mean, that's for sure. And it becomes yet another distraction, you know, in the long stream, you know, of the narrative flow. And it's how do we know? You know, you asked me last week and I told you I would take a look at some of the counties,
right,
where the COVID has broken out, to find out if there was any correlation, you know, and yes, you know, according to the testing data, which again, I don't hold any truth to, the testing data shows that most of the counties, you know, that have the deepest penetration for COVID in terms of the testing, you know, showing positive, are in fact rural counties that have relatively small water supplies. Whether that, you know, intertwines and shows some kind of a picture, you have to believe or not believe, you know, in the testing, you know, in order to draw that conclusion. But it seems like the biggest breakouts per capita are in low areas where it could be, you know, a waterborne situation. I mean, but again, if scientifically it would be inconclusive because we don't have chain of custody or know for sure, you know, whether the testing was valid or not. But the world keeps, you know, keeps turning, and what can we do?
It does. The world keeps turning, obviously. And We do have open lines at 512-248-8252. How's your inventory holding up?
It's good. Yeah, it's doing good. Yeah. We got a big supply coming in. We're still short on that one piece for the antioxidant cartridges for the ReadyPure. We're hopeful that it shows up soon. I guess they're having difficulty getting one component for that particular filter that they need to finish its construction, but we've been dealing with the supplier for almost 10 years now, and I'm sure they'll come through at some point. Nobody can control, a lot of the items. I mean, it used to be anything I ordered, it just came right away. Now there's a number of things that, they're back ordered for 2 months, they're back ordered for 3 months. We're waiting on this part. We're seeing this more and more. And of course, what is available, the prices are climbing. We've got a sale going on here in the spring, as we do every year, geared toward two things mostly. One is our AlkaPurity, which is the finest drinking water solution that we offer, and it comes in many different ways. But it's a full-blown RO purification system that results in an alkaline antioxidant, a high-energized water. There's nothing else like it on the market, and there's different add-ons and options. Most people don't need the options, but if you have, for example, well water where there's a bacteria problem, you can add, a stainless steel UV light chamber, things like this. We've got people that are interested in a whole house system, but they really don't need the water softening. For those people, we recommend the Helix Energizer, an incredible, incredible tool, under $500, takes an hour to put the thing in. Anybody can do it. It's very simple. We send tools with the product that allow you to install it either into a copper PEX or CPVC. And what that's going to do is it's going to create an energized turbulence in the water, which really renders a lot of these chemical things a non-issue in the human body. Now, we can't make that claim for legal persons, but the results speak for themselves. I mean, I've gone months now without putting salt into my softener, and the water changes still, but nothing like it used to without this device. I mean, these devices are incredible. We've got a number of people that have been inquiring about the AlkaPurity for drinking water, because that's the best that we've got, and then coupling that, with the Helix Energizer for the whole house, and you can do both of those things together for about $1,500, which is an incredible solution for most people. So we've got a lot going on. And of course, we have deep discounts available here in May. And you always get a discount as a John Moore Liberty Man listener. So give us a call and we're happy to help you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time to get prepared is now. It's better to be a year too soon than a moment too late. Everything works right now. The internet works. We have electricity. Credit cards work, the Postal Service, UPS, FedEx. Which service do you use more than one service to do your shipping?
We do. Yeah, we do. We don't use FedEx. We use either UPS or U.S. Mail Priority. And then we have, of course, a lot of LTL, trucking shipments that go out of here on pallets. And so we use all of these things. And we have great rates. We pass those discounts on to the clients, and we'll help them select a shipping solution that's going to be best for them, cost wise. Sometimes they need to get it right away, and we can facilitate that. But boy, that immediate shipping has become very, very expensive. But typically, when people order, it's the very next business day that order ships out. So we take care of you. We take that very seriously. We've never had any kind of shipping problem or complaint now in almost 15 years.
Well, can't beat that. Can't beat that. So I hope people will pay heed, that they'll move forward to get not just one, but we recommend one ReadyPure for every two adults, one ReadyPure for every three children, and get one and just keep it in the unopened box for a very high quality barter item, right?
Absolutely. I can't think of a better one. Being able to have clean, healthy water, no matter what the situation, has got to be the number one priority for everybody.
That's right. Well, I hope people will certainly listen up, do what they need to do, make it a priority. People tend to prioritize everything in their life when it comes to spending money, don't they, sir?
They try to.
Yeah. And priorities change. Priorities change.
They do. They do.
When I was a landlord, I had tenants who made cable TV a higher priority than paying the rent. their alcohol and tobacco products a higher priority than paying the rent. Their expensive pets, exotic pets that they took care of and owned, more important than paying their rent. But if you get your priorities squared away and get them straight, you will make a water filter a very high priority, won't you?
Absolutely. I can't think of thing, you know, that you could buy reasonably that would be more significant and more important.
No, it is very basic, and I do truly hope that people will make the right decision, move forward, and get their ReadyPure countertop water filter. And things can change rapidly. That's important to keep in mind. They can change rapidly. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by. We got one last caller here, sir. We got Richard in Alabama. Good morning, Richard.
Hi. It's good that you talk a lot about the vaccinations on your program, but we're overlooking something. Notice that the people in Section 8, the people with the EBT cards, the welfare class is not being pressured to take the vaccination, but it's the working class that is under pressure to take the vaccine. It's a dysgenic process.
And what process? Say again.
Dysgenic. D-I-S-G-E-N-I-C.
Dysgenic. Okay.
Not eugenic.
What does dysgenic mean? Not normal? Against natural law? Is that what that means? Richard?
It's the reverse of eugenics.
Okay.
You know what eugenics is?
Sure. But yeah, it's culling the population, you know, according to a plan. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But dysgenics is the reverse.
Okay, so it's trying to preserve intent and make healthy certain groups of people.
Yeah, the welfare class, the people that live in Section 8.
I mean, you know, the goal of any successful dictatorship is to promulgate the people that are dependent on the government and destroy those who are not, so that they become supreme. And, you know, this is just another iteration, of that, I'm sure.
Right. That's dysgenics.
Yep.
That's why the Soviet Union collapsed.
Very interesting.
Okay. Interesting observation, Richard. We do thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Kirk, you've got about 90 seconds here to put out the most information, the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Okay. Well, there's many types of water, folks. You know, we grew up believing that the water in New York City was the best in the world because it was laden with fluoride. You know, my dad was a dentist and, felt that fluoride was great, for the teeth. And, it was just one more healthy mineral that you had to have. And of course, we find out over time and distance that it's not healthy for the body, that it attacks the immune system, it attacks the brain's ability to think. And since then, we've seen all kind of other chemicals, introduced into the drinking water supply, everything from chlorine to chloramines to other additives to now we have the pharmaceutical and the agricultural, runoff chemicals. Bottom line, each one of us has got to take personal responsibility for ensuring that we drink not only purified water, but healthy water. And healthy water to me means that it's got certain mineral content in it and a certain measurable energy factor, and that it also has a kinetic energy factor, which is why when you drink water out of a fresh moving stream or a fresh spring, what's happening is you're getting that kinetic energy from the water as opposed to a dead, lifeless reservoir of water that's been beaten down with chemicals. So here at Water Revolution, we provide not only equipment that helps purify your water with or without electricity, but also has that healthy energy component. So check us out, give us a call, and visit us.
Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Dr. Horowitz. Stay tuned.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.